The Aftermath of These Things by Velocity Grass, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Wait, that's it? Rodney looked at Carson indignantly. I'm fine, John said, nodding towards Carson and getting off the infirmary bed. Rodney ignored John and accused Carson. You hardly looked at him. Rodney, the colonel is fine, and if he's feeling unwell, he can come back here any time. It might have escaped your notice, but I have other worries at the moment. Carson indicated the people that continued to be brought into the infirmary after being rematerialized. Rodney huffed. We'll leave you to do your work, John said, with an understanding nod towards Carson. Then he grabbed Rodney by his vest and pulled him away. Outside, he let go of Rodney and rolled his head around. You're not fine, Rodney insisted, looking at John's neck, then down his body. Do you have any idea what kind of trauma? So when are you going to pay up? John interrupted him with a wide smile. Your brain doesn't have enough sense to not do something so tremendously stupid, but it still remembers a stupid bet? You're just a sore loser, John teased him. I'm not. I told you I didn't really take the bet, and I'm more worried about where you'll be sore, except we won't know because you're trying to be all manly and not even let Carson look at you. The corners of Rodney's mouth turned downward. John's expression softened. I'm fine, Rodney. Like hell you are. Rodney didn't look at John and muttered, stupid suicidal heroics. I'm sure there's something in the DSM about that. John watched him, but didn't say anything until Rodney glanced up at him again. We could go to the kitchen and see if we can bribe the mess sergeant for something with real chocolate in it, John suggested, making it sound like a peace offering. You can pay. I can't believe you're still going on about the bet. It's just a week's pay. It doesn't even have to be money. Just give me something, Rodney. I nearly died. He looked at Rodney with a pout. Thank you for reminding me. Some hidden stashes of coffee or sweets? He ignored Rodney's snort and continued. TV shows, movies, games, book. Come on. Debt of honor and all. I don't want to force you to pay with your body, John teased with a grin. Rodney's eyes widened. Then he looked down John's body again and said thoughtfully, You should really let someone take a look at you. John stared at him. I was joking. And I'm serious, John. One corner of Rodney's mouth turned up a bit. Consider it my payment. John rolled his eyes and started walking and nodded forward, signaling Rodney to follow him. Oh my God! It looks worse than it is, John said defensively. Rodney stared at the contusions. John lay on the bed, shirt unbuttoned and t-shirt pushed up to reveal his abdomen. Rodney reached out, but instead of touching, he pushed the t-shirt further up. There was a red mark across John's chest, where he must have crashed into the console in front of him. Rodney hissed. It's not much worse than when I train with Ronan. I wouldn't call that exactly sane either. Can you get out of that? He began pushing off the shirt, and John sat up and got out of it, while Rodney pushed up the t-shirt, pulling it over John's head. Rodney's hand ran along a faded scar on John's arms until he reached a new contusion on his shoulder. If that helmet... Instead of finishing, he swallowed. Rodney, John said, putting a hand on his arm. Rodney looked away and got up. What about the rest? He asked, gaze on John's pants. You want to check my legs? I want to know how bad it is, Rodney said, looking at John and then quickly looking away again. John kept his gaze on Rodney for a long moment before unbuttoning his pants and pushing them down. Rodney helped him, pulling them to his feet and then getting John out of his boots before removing them completely. He sat down next to John's legs then and finally looked at them. There were various contusions from the crash and maybe even from earlier. Rodney lifted one hand and let it hover over a larger mark on John's thigh. You always have to do these things and then you come back and this is you being lucky. And one day you're not going to be lucky and there'll be no one to pay the stupid bet because... He stopped himself and took a deep breath. John sat up. Rodney. No, please, Turn around, Rodney said, looking at John's chest. John complied, turning onto his stomach. His back didn't look as bad, but there were a few older scars. Rodney? John asked, turning to see what he was doing, but Rodney just stared at his back. John moved to turn around again, but Rodney stopped him, gently pushing him back down. When John was settled on the bed again, Rodney didn't remove his hand. Instead, he put his other hand on John's back as well. "You'll be gone," he whispered almost imperceptibly, and lay his head on John's back as well. John breathed more deeply but didn't say anything or move. Rodney ran his hands up to John's shoulders and then his arms, and then he straddled John's body and lay down, covering him completely. "Tell me if I'm too heavy, He breathed into John's neck. "You're not too heavy," John said in a strained voice. They lay like that for a while, breathing in sync. "Okay, maybe you're getting a little heavy," John finally ground out. Rodney snorted and moved away, but John turned around beneath him until he lay on his back again and pulled Rodney back down on top of him. Rodney looked down at him, then flushed and looked away. "Sorry for getting so emotional," he spat out the last word as if it were something to be ashamed of. John cupped his face and turned it until Rodney was looking at him again. "Maybe I should look into that, check how bad it is." "It's pretty serious, I think," Rodney said, looking a bit apprehensive. "That's good," John said. And then he leaned up and kissed Rodney. It took a second, and then Rodney closed his eyes and kissed back. John's mouth opened up and the kiss deepened. Rodney lowered himself onto John's body, but John made a noise of discomfort and he moved up again. "So sorry." Before he could move completely away, John shifted to the edge of the bed and pulled Rodney down next to him. "You still owe me," he said, waggling his eyebrows. "So my body will be acceptable payment? Let's see it, and then I'll decide." Rodney started to unbutton his shirt, but trying to lie sideways on the narrow bed and getting out of it at the same time was a bit problematic, so he stood up and quickly undressed. John licked his lips with every piece of clothing that fell to the floor. Rodney got back into bed once he was stripped down to his boxers. John put his hand on his waist and ran a finger down to Rodney's stomach, then up Rodney's chest. "So?" Rodney asked. "Yeah," John said with a wide smile, and leaned forward to kiss Rodney again. Their hands started trailing over skin. John kissed down Rodney's neck. Their breathing grew heavier. Rodney's leg slid between John's thighs, and John pushed up against it, his erection pressing against Rodney. John's hands moved into Rodney's boxers onto his ass, pulling him on top of him. "I don't want to hurt you," Rodney panted into his ear. "You won't. Just get out of these." John pushed at Rodney's boxers. Once they were discarded, he looked Rodney up and down. "This is a fucking bargain." Rodney laughed breathlessly. "I want to see you, too." John wriggled out of his boxers, and Rodney straddled him as soon as he was done. He just looked down at John for a long time, eyes roaming over his body. "Still needing to check," John said, with a quirk on his mouth. "Needing to make it better," Rodney said, and kissed the first contusion above John's hip. John took in a sharp breath and then released it when Rodney kissed his way to the next mark. One by one, he covered John's body in soft kisses, and John watched him in awe, lifting his hand to stroke Rodney's cheek when he looked up at John between kisses. "Does it work?" Rodney asked, not waiting for an answer before he went back down to kiss along the red stripe across John's chest. John let him finish, then cupped Rodney's face and pulled it close. "The best cure ever," he said, and kissed Rodney again. Rodney was still holding himself up above John's body, but now John ran his hands down Rodney's back to his ass and pulled him down on top of John until their erections lay snug together. They both started thrusting against each other. The kiss grew a bit messier, tongues getting into play. Rodney groaned and ran one hand through John's hair while the other found its way between their bodies. He encircled both their cocks and started stroking them. John pushed up into him, his hands squeezing Rodney's ass. "Careful, or you're going to leave marks," Rodney said between kisses. But he was smiling. "It's my ass now, isn't it?" John said playfully. Rodney kissed him more softly. "Yes," he said seriously. They kissed again, arms moving around each other to just hold on. They moved together, skin on skin, chest on chest, groin on groin, caressing wherever they touched. Slowly their rhythm became more urgent. John moved his legs around Rodney's and they panted into each other's mouths. Sweat was beginning to run down Rodney's back and pooling between them. John pushed up into him. "Yes, yes, Rodney." Rodney froze and came, spurting between them as John held him tight, kissing him all through it. When Rodney relaxed and dropped his head down on John's chest, John began thrusting against him more rapidly. He held Rodney's head and panted into his hair, and when Rodney pushed against him once more, John came too, Rodney's name on his lips. They lay together, wrapped around each other, breaths slowing down, skin slowly cooling. "You won't stop doing these things, will you?" Rodney asked eventually. "I plan to do them very often," John said with a lascivious smile. "John," Rodney said seriously. "Oh." The smile faded from John's face. He only looked at Rodney and stroked his cheek. Rodney nodded in understanding. "But promise me you'll let me take care of you when you come back." "Always," John said. And then he sealed his promise with a kiss. The end.